Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a great week, a great day, and a great month. It is late for me right now. Currently, as I'm recording, I tend to start just doing these things late. I don't know why. But I've wanted to record a video. No, podcast. And I don't know what topic to talk about, but I've had so many different ideas and random things. I wanted to think about where I was a year ago from today, and how what's changed in that year. I think that it's something interesting to think about, because I think like, oh, you're not far away. A year could, it'll come around fast, but a lot can happen, like your mental state, like, and where you end up changes a lot. So a year ago around today, so March, I was preparing for my exams at the end of the year. And I remember the last video I made around that time was a short film. It was a Nerf War one that was really fun to make, and it really tested my skills as a director and in post-production, but working with sound. I think that was really fun. It was just a moment I remember enjoying. And like in that moment a year ago, the exams were like the big thing that we were leading up to, like the thing that was going to define our future, what's going to happen, that thing's going to change everything. And now that I think about it, a year since that moment, I remember kind of being scared about them. I realized they really have not defined where I am right now. They mainly were about the grades that you got would affect the school that you're going to. And so you needed to pass English and math, which I did. And everything else was kind of just there. And I passed everything, which was real a relief and a surprise in some situations. But that whole stress and everything was kind of like, oh, like it doesn't affect me now. I mean, I'm in a place that's great. That probably is because of passing everything, but I don't know. It's just something I've been thinking about, and I was thinking it felt like a milestone to finish those exams. Like, that's where my life was leading up to. The exams would be done, but then, like, after having finished them, it's like, where do we go now? What's the next milestone? And so I've been listening to a lot of podcasts and just consuming ideas, and the podcast I was listening to, they were talking about how milestones aren't really just milestones. There aren't like where we end up, and where we end up is final. It's where we end, like the goal that we set is just a marker and a moment in time of this thing we want to achieve, but we achieve it and it doesn't finish our life. It's not like that's the best time. So that the things that we think about, the milestones that we create, are all markers in our life. They're not what defines where our life ends up. They are just a marker, a moment in time where we're like, oh, we've been through that. That has changed who we are, but there's so much more. And I think that's something I'm trying to think about in my life, the markers and stuff, the milestones I'm trying to set in my life. I'm going to start thinking about as markers, as moments in time that will get me to where I want to get, but then I have to think about what will happen after. And there's been a big milestone in my life for a long time. It's about doing a DTS, a discipleship training school, after I finished high school. And that milestone that event in my life I've been looking forward to for a very, very long time. It's been something that I've always wanted to do and can't wait for, and I'm realizing that it's not far away. And it's so weird to think for me, like as a kid, it's the thing I wanted to do. It's the thing that I wanted to be at straight away. And that milestone, or should I say marker, because I've thought a lot about what's going to happen after that now, which I've never thought about in my life. What do I do after I finish that 6 months of doing a DTS? The thing I've been dreaming for a long time. And so it's been interesting. I've been worried, but I feel like I don't have to, in the way that where I'm at now, I don't know. It's a weird one. Something I wanted to talk about. I also wanted to talk about creating videos, because it's something that has been with me my whole life. And a year ago, I created that short film, and those were always fun things that I love to do. Kind of script it all in my head and then film it and direct it and put it all together, creating a little fun story. But there was always more to that. It started with wanting to do travel videos, but I wasn't traveling all the time, so I made tutorials and stuff that I kind of like remade stuff that I was watching at the time. So at the time, I wanted to learn about how to do film. I watched countless, endless YouTube videos on the best lighting setup, the best camera setup, the best lenses, the best camera to use in this situation, the best everything. It was always the best, the cheapest, the most convenient, and all of those things, like how to have your best camera settings, how to make the best videos, how to edit in the best way, how to edit the quickest, the cheapest, and all that kind of stuff. And so I made a bunch of that stuff. I was like, the best camera angles. I remember making that video. I did the best way to edit photos. And I did like my favorite three transitions. That was like the first one where I really like talked to camera. I remember doing that. And then I just made a bunch of other stuff, like how to turn this into this crispy looking video just through camera settings and lighting, how to do lighting and all that, talking about Rembrandt lighting and everything. I did learn so much from doing that, and that's really shaped like what I've started creating. But I quickly learned that creating tutorials wasn't for me. It just didn't feel like it was rewarding, and so I was kind of like lost. I feel like with the ideas that I have, so with making videos, in my head I feel like I've gone through so much progress and made so many videos, but when I look at like my YouTube channel, there's so many like video ideas that I've thought of that I forget that I didn't make it. So like I was thinking in my head, oh yeah, I've made a couple hundred videos on these like documentary storytelling ideas, but like when I look, it's only been like two. The one that I did a week on film school, and the latest video I did recently. And those types of videos are what I want to make, and they kind of resemble how I feel, and it's kind of like an art form of telling this, like showing, not telling, which is what I learned quickly. And it's like a saying you hear in film all the time, show, don't tell. And it's something that I feel like is very, very cool and creative. Like with my latest video, I made a sign and wrote on it saying, honk if you're happy. And I stood outside the house on the street and held the sign up. And that, to me, was like showing so many things, and people who watch can see it in so many different ways. But the way I showed me doing that and going through those steps, and like through, so I cut to then afterwards, the past couple of days where it snowed in England, and I just filmed a lot on my phone and on my little action camera. And I feel like those memories that I captured felt so much like what I was feeling. And I feel like by making that video and putting that together, I put it with other footage that I took a long time ago, like that Honk If You're Happy I filmed a while ago. But like by putting it together with that montage of the memories, I don't know, it felt so much like me. And then all that footage was from over the last year, from January, for a while ago. And I always imagine how I'm going to say this, but I'm saying it a bit different to how I imagine, but I edited all of that in about 4 hours on Sunday and posted it as soon as I finished it. And I love that video. It feels so much like me and resembles what I am going through in my head. Because with me, I've had hundreds of ideas to create videos, but they've never come from my head into actually making a video. And so I feel like that video completely encapsulates what I was thinking, what the ideas, sort of what I was having and trying to, it shows the feeling that I had. And that's why the video I feel like is so great. That video is something I want to, like, that style is something I want to keep creating. I don't know how it's going to work because I had no plan for that. I captured the memory a moment and put it over with voiceovers of how I was feeling. And I just put that feeling and the memories together. And that's what was created. And that's what I've always wanted to create. And that's what my ideas were trying to create. And I did that through just, I don't know, it just all came together. And so, yeah, planning and milestones and everything is like so interesting and crazy and weird. I don't know. I want to make more videos like that. I have a couple. Okay, I also wanted to talk about opportunities. The opportunities in life that help you get to those milestones, it's important that you take them. And so there's so many opportunities in my life right now that I want to take and take them, get the most out of it. By the time this episode comes out, I will be going to a youth weekender trip where from Friday till Sunday, we'll be at this little camp area with youth. And I've been asked to host a segment where I get people on stage with me and talk about their journey with God and their faith. And I've been asked that because of this podcast, which is an amazing opportunity. But I'm absolutely terrified. I'm so scared. I don't know how it's going to go. It's something that I've been wanting to do for so long, but now the opportunity has presented itself. I immediately said yes, but then like was thinking, what should I say yes? What am I going to do? How's it going to work? It's going to go wrong. But I think I just go up there, be myself, have fun with the guest and everything, and just be myself. I don't know. It's an opportunity that I think is going to really stretch me. We'll see what happens. You'll know in the next episode how it went. But that's an opportunity. And there's so many others. I don't really know where I was going with the opportunity. I just wanted to talk about it. But we'll see what happens. With all of this life milestones and everything, I just hope by you guys listening, you'll, I don't know, learn something from whatever I'm going through. I just wanted to have this podcast in my YouTube to document my journey. Because, like, the purpose that I started the podcast with was to break down who people are and take away the labels of, like, friend, parent, grandparent, and take away their labels and get to know who the person is, get to break them down. I want to do that more, so we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm not going to make a plan because, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. But, like, just, I don't, I lost what I was thinking. Oh, I created this to document my life because by asking those people, like, especially my grandma, I wanted to know so much about her and, like, her life and as she was growing up. And it's going to be pretty awesome to be able to have this, these resources of me, what I'm thinking and feeling and saying, being able to share that with everyone. I don't know, just share that with people that may come in my future who want to know my story. They'll have all these resources, or like I'll be able to look back. Yeah, it's pretty amazing that in this time in 2023 that everyone has the ability and access to capture a moment in time just through the photos on your phone. You capture that moment in time. When you think about it, just 100 years ago, people didn't have a camera to be able to do that. Well, people, some people did, but it wasn't as accessible as it is now to be able to capture that memory, the feeling, and that moment in time is amazing. And I feel like it just passes over our heads nowadays, but like the, like even a couple years ago, we have so many videos and photos of my little brother being so cute and amazing, but like we didn't have any of that of me because like parents grew up and it, well, technology developed over time and it was so accessible to my mom, and she has so many photos of all of us as we were kids, and it's amazing. Like nowhere in time before this we were able to do that. I just feel like we don't utilize it enough, so I'm trying to be able to document and take photos. Like at this youth trip, it's going to be so hard, but I'm going to try so hard to video and take photos of the whole thing. I'm going to bring my Polaroid camera. It's going to be great. I'm going to get some cool photos. But I just want to document the time that I'm living in now because I feel like there's so much happening in my life in this current moment, and so much is going to happen. And so, thanks for all of you being with me on my ride, my journey. We'll see where this goes. I appreciate you so much for listening. And this podcast is growing, and I love every single one of you. And thanks for listening. Yeah, have a great day and a great week and a great weekend. And see you next weekend, next Friday, for another episode. And we'll see what happens. Yep. See you guys. Bye.